Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 104 today, verses 10 through 18. Psalm 104, verses 10 through 18. The psalmist goes on and says, "You make springs of gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Besides them, the birds of the heavens dwell, and they sing among the branches. From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the heart of man. Oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nests, the stork has her home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers." We're going to stop here in this section of the psalm here, and we'll pick up next Saturday in the next verses. But what I want to show you today from this passage and from other scriptures that corroborate and help us to interpret what's going on here is that God made all the animals and provides for all the animals for his glory, and it also to teach us our worth to him. That's what I want you to hear about today's challenge. God's made all the animals, and he provides for all the animals for his glory and to teach us our worth to him. Folks, let me just say this to you. If you go look in the book of Revelation, you'll see in chapters 4 and 5 when John is taken up into heaven and he sees God and his throne and the 24 elders and the four living creatures who are continually worshiping him in his presence. They're representative of all his creation. There's the ox and the eagle and the lion and the man. And folks, let me just say this to you. God has made everything for his glory, but our value is more than the animals. If you were with us last Saturday, we talked about the fact that man seems to think that man can control the weather. And the Bible says, no, we can't. God's the one who's in control of that. At the same time, man is also being told a lie that the animals are equal with us in value. The Bible very clearly teaches us that that's not the case. Listen to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33. Jesus himself says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, nor about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, what shall we eat, or saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Oh, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Listen to what Jesus said. He said, "Aren't you of more value than the animals? Aren't you of more value than the birds?" The answer is yes. We're the only part of creation that can have a relationship with him. The animals can't. The plants can't. But he's given us of a spirit. We are made in his image so we can relate with him. Folks, don't lose sight for a second of your worth before God. Oh, if you go back and look at Job chapter 38, verses 25 through 30, which I won't take the time to read today, but if you look at verses 25 through 30, and then also much of chapter 39 of Job, you'll see that God is the one who controls the feeding of the animals and where they live and how he takes care of them. We've already just seen Jesus himself say that he takes care of the birds. He'll take care of us. If God is taking care of the animals, he's making sure that they're watered and fed. Think for a second. Think for a longer than a second at your value, your worth, how much God values you. If he's going to take care of the animals, like the psalm that we're looking at today, the section of the psalm says, and the book of Job says when God's talking to Job, how much more value do you have in his eyes? So much so that he sent his son. He took on human form, not an animal, not a plant. He took on human form, and he died in our place. And he rose from the dead that if we would trust in him, we would get eternal life. You are of more value than the animals. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.